The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Semening Senja. Enjoy.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Thank you for still joining us. You are still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. We just enjoy a song by Sky and Hope's Global Warming.
Duhai remaja. Alamnya indah, ku tak ingin cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong kau nimpan, senangi hati ini jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku kamu berseri. Memohon waktu berhenti
untuk mengerti aku dan kamu begini.
Begitu, duhai rembulan, tahan dulu matahari datang. Malamnya indah, ku tak ingin cepat
edition of Music Corner. I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bangun Pemudi Pemuda or Stand Up Youth by Keroncong Project Strada Pasar Minggu. The song Bangun Pemudi Pemuda is one of Indonesia's national songs that is often sung during national holidays such as Youth Pledge Day, which is commemorated every year on October 28th. The song was created by Alfred Simanjuntak, who was born on September 8, 1920 in Parlombuan, North Tapanuli, North Sumatra, Indonesia. When writing the song Bangun Pemudi Pemuda, Alfred Simanjuntak was 23 years old. At a time, he worked as a teacher at Sekolah Rakyat Sempurna Indonesia School in Semarang, Central Java. For his 60 years of service in education, Alfred Simanjuntak was awarded the Doctor Honoris Causa degree from St. John University. Well, listener, let's enjoy the keroncong version of Bangun Pemudi Pemuda by Keroncong Project Strada Pasar Minggu. Happy listening.
sebuah simfoni. Kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kalbuku. Dalam hati ada satu manis lembut bisikanmu, merdu lirik suaramu, bagai pelita hidupku. Berkilauan bintang
is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public, Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivities, for example during Eid al-Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Tadi ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama.
Drop out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmers' children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Ciglap village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo saung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Ciglap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Henny, who was born into a farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Henny to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Inggrisnya Pak Ipin? Biru bahasa Inggrisnya kenceng banget.
Children of farmers in Jiglap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Henny for making her child smarter.
Ya, ada perubahan. Dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar.
My child is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read. No numbers and no letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Henny to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers but also by the volunteers and youth in Cilaklap village. Every week, Henny does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencak silat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Ya, sekarang kaki kanan mana? Kaki kanan ini. Pegang, mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu, lagi. Mundur kanannya. Satu. Tah, gini tah. Yo, siap lagi. Siap.
Now Henny, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided 5 villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Cigelap, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, since 2014, Henny has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class, and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Henny. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health programs are done.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Last day, we are study about present.
Jadi kami programnya itu, so besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets. And real well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and ducks. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
People are very thankful for the assistance given by Henny. Anwar, a Cilaklap villager whose house was almost collapsed, now has a proper house that accommodates 11 children and grandchildren, thanks to Henny.
Saya juga merasa terharu ya, merasa berterima kasih betul sama Bu Henny, karena telah, apa namanya?
I really thank Henny for helping me and my children who now can go back to school. When I was sick, Henny even knew it. She always monitors my children and I. Thank God. My grandchildren can live here. Oh God, I'm really grateful that someone still cares about me. The various programs that Henny runs were self-funded at first. The fiction writer with the pen name Jaladara often writes about her activities in the social media. From there, she gets many donors.
Beberapa donatur kadang, oh mbak maaf ya bulan ini nggak bisa, tapi kita ke anak-anak.
The donors sometimes say, sorry I cannot give a donation this month, but we still give the donation to the children. Sometimes we cover it. If the test is coming, we have to pay. We have to handle it by ourselves. One day we had to pay the test fees for the children, but we only had 145,000 rupiah in our account. At the same time, we had a class at home and we had to pay the electricity. So we paid 100,000 for the electricity and there was 45,000 left in our ATM account. On the other hand, it was still middle of the month. But thanks to God Almighty, there is always a way out.
The dry land is restless. The leaves are sentinels for the fate of the farmers. Born as the child of farmers, Henny moved from one village to another to enliven the dreams of the farmers' children.
Kita berharap dengan pendidikan anak-anak bisa
we hope that the children can get a better education. We invite children to dream and pursue the dream as well as have a hope. It is the hope that can make them pursue a better future.
Wants to be a doctor so I can help my mother.
Kalau kau sakit kusuntik, janganlah kau takut-takut, minum obat.
Wants to be a teacher. I hope I can realize my dream. I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud, and I don't want to cause problems for them.
Kalau anak petani jadi petani,
it is common that children of farmers become farmers. Children of the poor become poor. But we want to change it, so children of farmers can become successful people in whatever they choose to do.
Talking about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely, Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk, combined with sugar and quenny mango. As Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Di bawah langitmu bersujud
semua memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Cahaya ilahi hangatnya di hati di langkah sejuta wajah terpata penuh salah jalani sang hidup terluka terhempas berdosa. Di bawah langitmu bersujud sama memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Hitam putih jalan hidup, pahit getir warna dunia, tangis tawa rasa hati terluka atau bahagia, rasa bangga sementara, setiap duka terabadi, semua wajah kan dipuji, pada Allah kita akan kembali. Di bawah langitmu bersujud sama memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Di bawah langitmu bersujud semua memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Cita. Juanita Jemima Cita, better known as Jemima Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separuh in December 2021. On November 22nd,
2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jimmy Machita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh, wow, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat, walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak mimpi yang tak kunjung nyata. Oh, kamu tak sendiri.
Hidup
Newsline, Indonesia's Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, has called for the merger of public broadcaster TVRI, Radio Republik Indonesia, and Antara News Agency, along with the development of a roadmap. It was stated by Edwin Hidayat Abdullah, stated during a hearing with Commission 1 of the House of Representatives, or DPR, in Jakarta on Monday. During the meeting on the broadcasting law amendment, he highlighted the need to strengthen institutional management of the nation's public broadcasters in multi-platform broadcasting. President Prabowo Subianto on Monday summoned several ministers from the red and white cabinet to the Presidential Palace, Jakarta, to discuss the free school program called Sekolah Rakyat or People's Schools. At the Palace Complex, Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf said that the government will establish people's schools through cross-sector collaborations between ministries, in particular the Higher Education, Science and Technology Ministry, Primary and Secondary Education Ministry, and Public Works Ministry. That was Newsline.
Seandainya Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Wing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Cinta datang.